The former Oddfellows Hall in Falmouth will be renovated to house four affordable one-bedroom housing units. Andy Saganik, the director of the Falmouth Housing Trust, says they'll preserve the exterior of the historic 1856 building, but the inside will have to be gutted.
All our initial research is pointing to the interior being fully gutted because of the age of the building. It was a village school that Catherine Lee Bates attended. In the 1800s, there have been several cosmetic revamps to the building, so it includes asbestos inside, lead paint, so some hazardous materials that we really need to remove.
The project includes two one-bedroom handicapped accessible apartments on the first floor. Saganik says, considering the lengthy permitting process plus the construction work, the apartment should be ready in about 2 to 3 years. The Falmouth Housing Trust has been selected by the town to develop four units of community rental housing in the former Oddfellows Hall. Annie Saganik is the Housing Trust director.
The town purchased the property in 2004. The building's old. It's in tough shape. It hasn't really been maintained over the years. It's been vacant for at least 10 years. So it's going to be a small project, but it's going to be a lot of work. And it's adaptive reuse. So what that means is we're going to take an existing structure, no longer serving the purpose it was intended for our community, and bring it up to code and change its use, which will be for affordable housing.
The 1856 Greek Revival building once housed the town grammar school, which Catherine Lee Bates attended. She later penned the words to America the Beautiful. The historic building has been vacant since 2004.